thank God for this time when we can gather for prayer meeting. And in the a very short sharing, I'd like to just cover very quickly some reflections on Judges from the time when I studied this book together with Pastor Tan Soon Yong. First of all, thank God for this book of Judges. And it reveals to us that God is a wonderful and faithful Savior, and He is a covenant-keeping God. And the Holy Spirit inspired the writer to show how Israel had sinned grievously against the Lord, and how our glorious God dealt with them in keeping with His character, in righteousness, and in mercy. So the Pastor MacArthur wrote about the Judges in his introduction and said that the Judges is a tragic sequel to Joshua. In Joshua, the people were obedient to God in conquering the land. In Judges, they were disobedient, idolatrous, and often defeated. So again, thank God for this book which we have with us, and thank God that the ERBL lecture covered this together with the reading of Hebrew meta-narratives. And Pastor Tan Soon Yong was able to bring out the key lessons for us, which I will cover later. But given that I have about 10 minutes, I will not go too deep into it. But I want to thank God for Pastor Tan and for his labor of love in teaching this course from July to October 2025. We just finished the lesson last week, so it is timely for me to share some of my personal reflections. So next, I just wanted to cover briefly the intro to Judges. So the events date from the death of Joshua to the death of Samson, or around 350 years. So the Judges, as we read, are primarily military leaders, not just the civil judges who judge difficult cases, but it was an expansion of the role that they were given under Moses, and they delivered Israel from foreign threats. But these judges were mostly regional judges. They were not national. They did not rule or decide over for all of Israel, but rather they covered different regions. And we read later in Judges chapter 2, verse 16, that it was the Lord who graciously raised up these judges to deliver Israel out of the hand of their enemies, of those that spoiled them. And in the concluding chapters, we read that in those days, there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And this really sets the stage for a king to emerge in Israel, someone who is able to unite Israel and to defeat the enemies and to rule righteously. So the message of Judges, this is from Pastor Tan, is the abject failure of Israel to conquer the remaining land and the total Canaanization of Israelite society during the period of the Judges, which shows and demonstrates Israel's need for a righteous human king. And we know later from 1 Samuel that this king was the man after God's own heart, King David, after they had made a flawed choice of King Saul. So what are the key learnings that we can draw from the book of Judges? And there are many, but I will just focus on two of the key lessons which I took away. And from our reading earlier, the messenger of Yahweh, the Lord, here it refers to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who graciously appears to the people. And he said, and this is really something that I marvel at, that God is always faithful to his promise. Jesus said, "I will never break my covenant with you. I will never break my covenant with you." What a wonderful promise and this assurance from our sovereign Almighty God. And this is a repetition of various covenantal promises which God had made with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob, later reinforcing that message with Moses and with Joshua. In Genesis 17:7, we read, "And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee." We also read in Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 that the Lord reassures Joshua and says, and the Lord says, "He it is that doth go before thee. I am the one." It is Yahweh, the one who calls himself the great I am. And he says, "He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And these words are such a great encouragement. And from there, we would have expected Joshua, Caleb, and all the Israelites to go forth and to do whatever God has commanded them. Later in the New Testament, of course, we now understand that the promise was made to Abraham and his seed. And this seed is not of many, but of one. And the one who ultimately fulfills all of God's promises is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So if God is faithful, then we have to ask this question. What was the problem? What was the problem in Judges? And even as we extend it to our modern day, what was the problem or what is the problem with us? In Judges chapter 2 and verse 2, again, Christ says, "Ye have not obeyed my voice," and asks the question, "Why have you done this?" Or in Hebrew, it is, "What is it that you have done?" The Canaanization of Israel was total by the end of it. And disobeying God, they did not do what they had promised. They did not drive out the wicked Canaanites. They worshipped Canaanite gods and rituals. They intermarried with the Canaanites. And they did not hearken to those judges, the deliverers, the saviors whom God had raised. And consequently, God allowed them to suffer under their enemies. They cried out to God for relief. But Israel, the tribes of Israel, did not repent of their sins. For once God had delivered them, they returned to their sins once more. And this vicious cycle of relapse into sin, of God allowing them to suffer in retribution of their repentance, but not truly turning away from their sins, and God rescuing them again, will repeat itself in Judges. We are mindful that what God has warned us in the book of Judges with the total Canaanization of Israel mirrors what we see today in the worldliness, in the churches, and in our society. It is heartbreaking. It is difficult to read of the many crimes and sins that take place even in an orderly society like Singapore. And we can't even imagine what God would do to us if not for his faithful promise which he has given to Abraham and to his seed. One lesson which we must draw from Judges is we must humbly ask God and ask the Holy Spirit who is indwelling in us to search us, to convict us of our sins, so that we may repent of them early. We may go to God and be forgiven by God. And Pastor Tan Soon Yong mentions this, that for some of us who may have been Christians for many years, we are still grieved by some sins that continue to beset us, and we must truly repent of them. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are to be transformed. We are not to conform to this world. We can draw on the promises given by God. In Micah 7:18, we can pray to God and say, "Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy." Even for those who have turned against God, there is still opportunity and time to repent of their sins and to turn back to God. Let us not be like Israel that was totally Canaanized in the time of Judges. And yes, while we read Judges and we are so amazed by the people, these heroes of faith whom God hath raised to deliver Israel from her enemies and honored them, and God says that they are the ones who have obtained a good report through faith. And in Hebrews 11:32, we read, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets." The judges were raised up by God to deliver Israel. Today, we have our leaders. We want to thank God for our leaders, and we encourage all of us to pray for our leaders so that our church will remain faithful and obedient to our Lord and our King, Jesus Christ. As what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, "Pray, let us offer prayers for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Yes, our national leaders may not all be Christians, but we must still pray for them. We must not rebel against them, but we must pray that God will help us to reach out to those who are still in need of the gospel and help us in our time to be able to share with others about Christ. And this is the opportunity that we have today in the quiet and peaceful life that we lead in Singapore, that we may turn others to Christ. This is just a quick glance of the judges and the areas which they occupied. And on the right, you can see that there are areas where the Israelites conquered, but there are also other areas which they did not manage to conquer. Now, I cannot go into great detail at this time, but I would like to encourage us to go further. If we have the time, you may want to read more about Judges, read through the Bible. And if you wish to have a guide, Judges, Such a Great Salvation by Dale Ralph Davis is a useful guide with useful lessons for us. And I want to encourage all of us, our brethren here, to also sign up for ERBL courses to study God's Word. In 1 Timothy 2:15, we read, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So it is important for us to continue to read the word so that we may know what God wants us to do. And we may know that we ought not to compromise with the world, that we should not allow ourselves to let sin be in our hearts, in our minds, in whatever we do, but rather, as what John Owen wrote in his book, The Mortification of Sin, that we ought to be killing sin, or sin will be killing us, a lesson that we see in Judges. So to end, let me just encourage all of you. You can see this poster around church. Please do sign up to attend these lectures if you are able to. Thank you very much.